You've heard of the freshman 15. Well, now some people are dealing with the COVID-19.
Yeah, we're talking about the 19 pounds that could have been packed on during quarantine.
Uh-oh. And this is Chick to Chick. Carrie, I have heard from so many friends who said to me, oh my goodness, I have packed on pounds. I've heard from friends who packed on 12 pounds, 15. And yes, I even heard from a friend who packed on 19 pounds during this COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh, I feel bad for them. I mean, I really do, because obviously a lot of people had stress eating going on. The colder months, always people kind of do that. They're hibernating anyway. I just, you know, I've seen memes of people saying, hey girl, when you see me out in the summer, just tell me I look good.
You know what?
It's hard. I can appreciate it.
It is hard. We were stuck at home. Yeah. And let's be honest here. I felt it creeping up. And I know you felt
too.
It creeping up too. But the thing is, you and I practice something that we call conscious consumption. That if one day I'm pigging out and I know I pigged out, the next day I kind of like back off. And I think that's what you need to do. You got to be careful when we're in these situations.
So joining us today is Holly Doan. We're so happy to have her. She's a nutritionist with Giant Foods, or the Giant Company. Holly, what I want to know is, what are you hearing, being a nutritionist, from friends, family, or even some customers? What are they telling you about that weight gain of COVID-19?
Yeah, so it really is spanning the spectrum, Carrie, all the way from, to like you said, being at home a little bit more, eating a little bit more, kind of have being off schedule, all the way to that benefiting some people of, you know, being able to cook a little bit more, spend a little bit more time in the kitchen. So it really is spanning the spectrum. People are doing really well, and some people not so much.
So Holly, clearly the pounds didn't come on overnight, and they're not going to come off overnight. And there's so many different diets out there. It makes my head spin. You've got keto, high protein, low protein, intermittent fasting, small meals 19 times a day. What in the world are you supposed to do? And are any of these diets really healthy for us?
Right. So your head spins just like ours as dietitians do with all these new fad diets that come out. And it's really important, you know, as dietitians, we definitely look into each one of those and see what the pros and cons are. But really what research does show is that there is evidence for most people that go on diets, but they typically don't work for the long term. They say about 2/3 of people that go on diets typically regain that weight within 1 to 5 years. And sometimes they're actually gaining more than what they lost. And, you know, depending on the diet, can lead to disordered eating behaviors and things like that as well. So, you know, it's never kind of the sexy answer per se, but it's always, you know, going back to those basics. But a lot of those diets, you know, while they might work for the short term, they're going to provide that short-term weight loss. When we're looking for, you know, kind of that health and wellness focus, you know, for the long term, doing what's best for our body, typically most of them aren't going to be the right choice for most of us.
So my question for you would be, now that folks are getting a little more back into a little normalcy of getting back into the grocery store regularly, where should they be shopping the most right now to benefit them so they feel full, but they are putting in the right nutrients to help them lose that weight?
Yeah, so that's a really great point, because that is always a big misconception that, you know, shopping the perimeter of the grocery store is what you have to do if you want to focus on health and wellness. And that's really not accurate. There are a lot of really awesome products within the center aisles of our stores. I mean, thinking about whole grains like brown rice and whole wheat pastas and all of those things that you can find center store are going to be just as beneficial as some of those items that you find on the perimeter. So what I always like to kind of think back to, as I'm sure you guys have probably seen this before, I'll pop it up, the My Plate template. And really that's kind
keep
of the basic.
Holly. Keep that up and show it to
there
us
we go.
Again. Talk about it. I like that.
Yeah.
I like those colors.
So the My Plate template is essentially kind of the idea of balancing out your meals. And so we have our 5 food groups, you know, our proteins, our grains, fruits, veggies, and dairy. And the goal really would be to try to get a variety in at each meal. You know, sometimes for most of us, it can be a little difficult to get all 5. So we always encourage clients to try to get at least 3 of them. To your point, Carrie, with protein being a big one and fiber being another big one. Those are two things that are going to help us keep fuller longer. So, you know, when people tend to go on diets or if they're trying to eat healthier, one thing that we hear all the time is like, I'm always hungry. And that's probably because they're just eating salads with no protein all the time, which is not going to be the best choice. So making sure that they're incorporating some lean sources of protein, you know, like our lean meat and beans and seeds and nuts, are all going to be great choices. Also getting in that fiber, whether that's from fruits and vegetables, from whole grains, making sure that their, you know, bulk of their diet is focused on those items. It's going to help keep them fuller longer. So, you know, if you're kind of thinking, where do I start? You know, for a lot of people, it's just, let's take a look at this My Plate. Where can we tweak your diet? Making sure you're eating regularly, but also making sure that you're getting a balance in at each meal.
You know, and we have to be fair about this. I mean, this has been a difficult situation. We've all been stuck at home. There's nowhere to go. There's nothing to do. And I think we all kind of fell into this trap that you're kind of sitting there. You're not really hungry. You're watching television. You start snacking. And before you know it, those pounds start creeping up on you. And you don't even realize it. These pounds didn't come on overnight. What should you realistically, what kind of goals should you have realistically to get the COVID-19 off? Because I have heard from some people who gained 19 pounds. So what's a realistic goal?
Yeah, so what I typically tell my clients is that those small incremental changes are going to be what's going to be most effective for the long term when it comes to weight loss and just kind of living a better lifestyle. So like you said, Laura, it didn't come on overnight. It's not going to come off overnight either. So, you know, maybe thinking through your day and what some of those habits are that you picked up over that, you know, quarantine time, and maybe trying to make some alterations to those. So if, you know, while you've been home, you've noticed, you know, every night at 9 o'clock, you never did it before, but now you're having ice cream at night. Maybe that's something that you'd want to tackle first. And what we always want to be mindful of is that, you know, with a lot of diets, you change everything all at once. And that can be really overwhelming. And that's what tends to not make it sustainable either. So you're making all of these changes. You're uprooting everything that you've done most of your life. It's just not going to be a sustainable habit. So making some of those small changes, whether it is, you know, you typically drink 3 sodas a day, maybe you cut down to 1 and then work from there. And then once you feel comfortable with that, then you make another change. So all of those things, you know, maybe kind of evaluating your day and evaluating your eating habits. And if you need someone to help you do that, that's what we're here for at the Giant Company, where, you know, we can take a look at your daily intake and maybe pick out some areas where, hey, you're missing a little fiber here, or maybe you need a little extra protein, or you're going a really long span of time without eating anything. That could be leading to overeating later in the day. So all those things that we can kind of help maybe have a just another eye on for you.
And, you know, for the folks who are in this area and they are able to shop at your stores, one thing I love is you have the guiding stars. That's such a great feature, because that's also really great for kids, because kids have been over snacking and hitting the pantry far often because they're grazing like the rest of us. I mean, so that's a good option. But I do have one other quick thing, and that is a lot of folks really suffered financially, not able to get to work. And I think there's a misnomer that they're thinking, well, I can't shop all those fruits and vegetables. Oh, that's so expensive. Mm-hmm. And I know that that is not the case, because you and I have talked about that before. Mm-hmm. So how can we sort of debunk that idea that, you know, it's too expensive to eat healthy?
Yep, that's a great point. So making sure that you're buying variety when it comes to produce is really important. So, you know, you don't have to just buy fresh. You know, you could buy frozen, you could buy canned, which is going to be more cost effective. And, you know, if you don't happen to make it that week, you're not losing anything, because it's still going to stay, you know, it's not going to go bad on you because it is in the freezer or canned. I'm just making sure if you are getting canned items, for vegetables, that you get the no salt added options, or if you're getting fruit, make sure you get it in the 100% juice. But those are going to be just as nutrient dense as our fresh. There's actually research shows that they might actually be even more nutrient dense because they are frozen or canned at their peak of ripeness. So great option there to help save a little bit. Also purchasing in season is going to be really helpful. So, you know, buying strawberries this time of year, you're going to get a great deal versus buying them in December, where we're not having those in season. So that not only are they going to taste better, but you're going to get a little bit better of a cost savings there too when you purchase in the season.
That's an
and then if you are shopping in store, just one more mention, a lot of our stores do have produce reduced for quick sale racks. So typically it's going to be in the back of your produce department, a black shelving where it might be an item, you know, kind of we call them maybe an ugly fruit that might have a little bruise on it, or maybe an avocado that's super ripe. They discount the price and then they'll put it out on the shelves. So if something you're going to use right away or something you can freeze, that's a great way to save a lot of money by shopping there first.
You know what, Holly? These are all great tips. It's all great information. And I think at the end of the day, diets don't work. And I think it's just all about moderation. All about moderation, right. Holly.
You're absolutely right.
All right. Holly, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks, Holly.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, guys.
Holly had a lot of really great tips. And I do think, though, that some people think they can eat whatever they want, and as long as they exercise, the pounds aren't going to creep on. But really, you know, you will hear health experts say it's 80-20. 80% is what we eat and 20% fitness. If you want to be in shape, it's 80% what you eat and 20% exercise. So you have to be careful of what you eat.
Well, and not only that, if you have the mindset where you're like, I'm going to pig out on this and then I'm going to get on the treadmill and run it off, that doesn't mean you're eating healthy. You still have to eat healthy to support your body, your immune system, and all of those things. So mindful eating and being conscious of the things you're consuming is incredibly important.
Absolutely. You got to get out and move. Eat healthy and keep moving. So there you have it, the COVID-19 and how to unpack the pounds that you packed on. We all always love to hear from you. What would you like to hear us chirp about? It's really easy. You can drop us a note on social media, or you can go to our website, chick2chick.com. At the very top, you can click the contact tab and send us a message.
Yeah, exactly. As much as Flora and I love thinking about topics on our own, we want to hear them from you as well. So until then, when we are back next time to chirp about another topic.